Outside the tent, the men were talking. Inside the tent, near the entrance, Sarah was listening. And when Sarah heard one of the visitors say to her husband Abraham, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and you will have a son." When Sarah heard that, she laughed. She laughed inwardly, secretly, privately, perhaps with hand covering mouth, but Sarah laughed. And that was a laugh that no one was meant to hear. God heard. And God rebuked Sarah for it. God said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh?" Sarah laughed, not because she was full of joy and hope as she should have been, but because she was full of doubt. So God asked, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" God asked Abraham that question. God asked Sarah that question. And you know the answer to that question, don't you? Is anything too hard for the Lord? No, of course not. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. In fact, we confess that reality in the Apostles' Creed, as we did in church this weekend. I believe in God the Father Almighty. If he's almighty, he can do everything. We sing of that reality in some of our hymns. For example, hymn 27, "He crowns my life with love when ransomed from the grave. He that redeemed my soul from hell hath sovereign power." Think of that, sovereign power to save. And then what happens? This is what happens. We close the hymn books, we leave chapel, and before we can reach Ingram Hall or the dormitories or the academic center, we're already mentally compiling a list of things that are too hard for the Lord to do. Mentally compiling a list of things, of problems that God simply cannot solve. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Please understand, that's not my question. That's his question. He asked that question of Abraham and Sarah, and he asks that question of everyone here today, and not only when times are good and happy, but particularly more so when times are bad, when we're hurting, when we're down, when things seem impossible. God still asks, is anything too hard for the Lord? Is it? Consider three simple questions. The first question, is any promise too hard for the Lord to fulfill? Realize that by the time those visitors reached the plains of Mamre, Abraham and Sarah had been waiting for a promised son for 25 years, a quarter century. By this time, Abraham was 100 years old, and by this time, Sarah was 90 years old. And to make matters even worse and more challenging, Sarah was barren. She could not have children, even when she was young. And yet, as Abraham and Sarah waited and waited and waited, what lesson was God teaching them? Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Absolutely nothing. Just listen to the outcome in Genesis 21. "Now the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken." And when that promised son was born, Abraham named him Isaac. Do you know what Isaac means? Isaac means he laughs. Only this time, at the fulfillment of God's promise, Abraham and Sarah laughed for the right reason and in the right way. They had a God, they realized, who could do anything. They had a God who faithfully kept his promises. God has made you many gracious promises, and he will keep every single one. And if the account of Abraham and Sarah is not enough to convince you of that, then think of this promise. God promised to send a Savior, and he did. And according to the Bible, the fulfillment of that promise is the guarantee that God will keep every other promise that he has made. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Second, this question, is there any problem that is too hard for the Lord to solve? What do you think? When Sarah was 90 years old and barren, and beyond the years of childbearing even, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. As promised, Sarah became pregnant, 9 months later was nursing Isaac and changing diapers. When Joseph was sold into Egyptian bondage by his own brothers, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. He made Joseph the second highest ruler in the land of Egypt. When the Israelites were stranded on the shore of the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army and chariots in hot pursuit, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. He simply parted the Red Sea. And when a teenager faced a 9-foot-tall giant named Goliath, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. God enabled the teenager to slay the giant with a slingshot and a pebble. How many examples do we need? And when the entire world was lost and condemned because of the fall into sin, was that problem too hard for the Lord? No. In undeserved love and grace, God sent his son Jesus to be our Savior. God punished him instead of punishing us. No problem is too hard for the Lord. How about this passage? Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will glorify me. So is that passage true or is it not? Is God who he claims to be, or is he not? He may not solve my problem immediately. He may not solve my problem my way. But I can promise you this. He will solve problems his way. And that means the right way. Don't forget that when Abraham and Sarah tried to solve this impossible problem on their own, the result was Ishmael. But when they relied on God, the result was the child of promise, Isaac. And finally, is there anyone too hard for the Lord to save? We may fret over that question at times, especially when praying for unbelieving loved ones that they might come to Christ. And at other times, we may ask that question, Lord, is anyone too hard to save? We may ask that even of ourselves because of our own past sins and failings. Oh, Lord, look at the mistakes I've made as a parent. Look at the ways that I've treated my spouse and children. Look at the ways that I surrendered to that temptation, even though I promised you the time before that and the time before that, that I would never do that again. Surely, one of the most beautiful parts of Scripture is these words of Paul to Timothy. Hear the gratitude in his voice. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me faithful, appointing me to his service. Even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And then he says, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. All of us can say the same. And all of us can rejoice, dear friends, that no matter who we are, no matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. All of us can sing with the hymnist, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. So what do you think? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is there any problem that he cannot solve? Is there any promise he cannot fulfill? Is there any purpose? Is there any person too hard for him to save? Just ask Abraham and Sarah. Ask Saul the persecutor who became Paul the apostle. Ask the thief on the cross who in the last moments of his otherwise miserable life said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he heard Jesus say, today, you will be with me in paradise. And finally, don't forget to ask God himself, is anything too hard for the Lord? Because what you'll hear is, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Our closing hymn is 777 in the supplement, 777, the first two stanzas. Thank you.